Welcome to the Copy Dates podcast. I'm your host, Megan Taylor, copywriter, bookworm, and founder of the Copy Template Shop. I believe that anyone can write strong copy, and I'm here to teach you how to write words that sell your online offers while prioritizing real connection, serving your audience, and simply being who you are. I know you have a message that deserves to be heard and unique skills that need to be shared. And in each episode, I'll give you an actionable tip so that you can write better copy, reach more people, and sell your offers in an easy and authentic way. So grab a hot drink and get ready to cozy up with your weekly dose of magnetic messaging and captivating copy. Welcome back to the Copy Dates podcast. If you are tuning in to today's episode, I have a hunch that you are preparing for a launch, that you are sitting down soon to write some launch copy, potentially some sales page copy. And if that is you, then you are in exactly the right place, because we are talking about a very specific aspect of launch messaging, and something that I feel like a lot of people struggle with when it comes to writing their sales copy. And that is the concept of overcoming objections. Like I said, this is a really small subset of launch messaging and of sales copy, but it is something that people tend to get so hung up on that I knew we had to dedicate an entire episode to this. I think especially when we are either just getting started in business, or even on the flip side of that, if we've been in business for a really long time, we've probably seen objections being handled in a really icky way, right? We have all seen that. We have all seen icky, sleazy sales tactics that are so prevalent. Even I think if you were to do a quick Google search around sales objections, there's still so much information out there that just feels gross and manipulative. And if you have had any kind of exposure to that, that is probably what is making you feel a little bit uneasy about, you know, overcoming objections in your own messaging and your own sales copy. And so I just want to acknowledge that, because that's incredibly valid. You know, it exists. I think a lot of us have fallen victim to that kind of manipulative messaging before. And so that's why I want to talk about objections today, particularly just from this angle of how we can overcome objections in our sales copy in a gentle way and in an empathetic way and in an ethical way that does not necessarily involve using manipulation tactics or even, you know, these best practices that have been handed down to us from bro marketing and funnels and, you know, sales in the Don Draper era. Is that right? Don Draper from Mad Men? I've only watched one season. I feel like I get his name wrong often. But anyway, that is what we are going to talk about today. I want to start by acknowledging what buyer objections are, why it is important that we actually overcome them. And then I want to share some tips, both from a mindset and a messaging point of view, to help us overcome those those objections in a way that doesn't give us the ick and doesn't make us feel sleazy. So a quick overview on what a buyer objection is, or what a sales objection is. An objection is basically any reason that a potential buyer has that might be standing in their way of investing in your offer. That's kind of the simplest way to break it down, right? It is the reason that they are sitting on the fence and they still can't decide whether or not this is a yes or a no. And I want to be super clear about that distinction. Okay. An objection is not the same as someone saying no to an offer. A no is a no, right? No means no. If it is a full-bodied no, that is not an objection. That is a rejection. If somebody is saying, no, I just genuinely can't afford this right now, or I genuinely don't have the time. I know there are a lot of sales psychologists and sales coaches who will say, oh, that's still an objection, and there's space there to talk them through it. That is not my philosophy. That is your philosophy. Okay, this is not the podcast for you. This is not where we hang out, okay? That is not an objection in my book. That is a rejection. Objections, on the flip side, happen when someone is legitimately balancing on that fence, right? There's a reason. It may be big, it may be small, but there's a reason that is leaving them unsure at this point of whether or not they are going to say yes or no, right? Imagine a teeter-totter, a seesaw. They're going to lean one way or they're going to lean the other, and it's not quite clear to them yet which way they're going to lean. And here's the thing about sales objections and buyer objections. They can be overwhelming, okay? If you were to Google sales objections right now, the first thing that Google is going to show you is these lists of, you know, 40 plus of the most common sales objections and how to overcome them. And there's so much juicy, great information in there. And I'm not at all saying that those lists are full of manipulation tactics. I'm sure some of them are, but not all of them. But that's overwhelming as heck, right? Like that 40 plus objections that we have to try and overcome whenever we're launching our offer, that can feel incredibly overwhelming. So especially if you are just getting used to the idea of overcoming objections and you want to learn how to do it in a gentle and empathetic way, how I like to explain it to most people is that most, not all, but most objections fit under three main categories. Yes, you could go on and on about how many there are specifically, but they generally fit into three main categories. And that is time, money, and fit. So a time objection, for example, I'm not sure I'm going to have time to go through this. I don't have much time to dedicate to this right now. I'm not sure how long it's going to take for me to see a return on my investment. Money, ROI is a big one, right? I'm not sure that it's going to be worth the investment. I'm not sure that I am going to make my money back on this. I'm not sure that I can justify the cost right now when XYZ is arguably more important. I don't know how this is actually going to bring money back into my business. So money objections, again, it's not when somebody is giving it a hard no. If somebody's saying, I cannot afford this right now, it is not your job to step in and overcome that and try and show them all the reasons why they can't afford it. Okay, that's not what I mean by money objections. And the third one is fit. So whenever we are reading a sales page, whenever we are thinking about investing in something, we always want to feel 100% confident that this is the right fit for us. So a fit objection may be, I don't think that I can get the results that you are talking about in your case studies or your testimonials for whatever reason. You know, I am a new business owner and I don't think that this is necessarily a good fit for me. I'm a more experienced business owner and I don't think it's the right fit for me. So, you know, the specific objections are going to be very specific to your audience and to your offer and to your niche. But if you are struggling to come up with what objections somebody may have around investing in your offer, those are the three categories that I encourage you to go back to. It's time, money, and fit. But here's the biggest takeaway that I want you to get from today's episode. I really, really want you to understand that when done in an ethical and empathetic way, Handling sales objections, especially in your copy, is not unethical and is in fact both incredibly important and a way for you to serve your audience better. And look, have we all seen instances of where objections are handled in an unethical way? Hell yes. But again, I want to remind you that that awareness is key, right? If you are listening to this episode, if you are going into your sales copywriting process and listening to this and already feeling like, you know, Megan, I really want to make sure that I'm doing this in an ethical way, in a gentle way, then I can basically guarantee you right here and right now that you are never going to be one of those people who are manipulative because the intention is not there. Awareness is the most important step. If you are going into it with awareness around these manipulative and shady sales tactics, and you have every intention of avoiding them, then you are going to be able to handle sales objections in an ethical way. Are you getting ready to launch your next incredible offer, but feeling a tad overwhelmed by the sheer amount of copy you need to write to get things off the ground? Outsourcing to a copywriter isn't your only option. You can actually become your own best copywriter and knock out all of that copy in way less time with the help of the Copy Template Shop. From our launch messaging journal to sales emails templates, not to mention sales pages for virtually every kind of offer, the Copy Template Shop has all the templates you need to whip up high converting, connection-driven copy for your next launch in record time. Head to copytemplateshop.com and check out the sales copy category for all of your launch copy needs. That's copytemplateshop.com. The thing with handling objections is that it allows you to serve your clients better, okay? Objections are very valid. It is so valid for us to have objections around investing in literally anything. And because of that, those same objections can often be overcome in very valid ways, non-manipulative ways. If someone is hesitating on investing in your offer during your launch because they're not sure that they're going to have time to go through your course with a really busy schedule, but you've intentionally made it so that, you know, your course has these 5-minute videos that they can sit down and watch every day and see results, it is literally your job to communicate that to them. Right? You know exactly what you've poured into your offer to make sure that it supports people no matter how much time or money they may have, but they don't know that. It's super important for you to communicate that to your reader. The role of our sales copy isn't to manipulate, but it is to convince. And we have to convince our reader by giving them all the information that they need to make a smart and informed buying decision. And of course, that starts with getting clear on our messaging and getting clear on what our offer actually is and writing about that in a crystal clear way. But we also do that by handling objections in our copy. Right? So we are actually doing them a service. We are making that buying decision easier for them by directly addressing any objections that they may have. And so this isn't necessarily a hot take. This isn't anything new. If you are a frequent listener to the podcast, you've probably heard me say this before, but here is my biggest tip. If you are somebody who struggles to overcome sales objections in your copy, when you're on sales calls, whenever it may be. And that tip is to reframe objections as hesitations, right? That even the term objections can feel kind of ick, right? It's such a forceful word. It's just unfortunately the word that we have come to use in business. But when you think of it as a hesitation, just pay attention to how much softer and gentler and more empathetic that feels, right? when we start seeing objections as hesitations, it really takes that weight off. It really takes that pressure off of us. And it helps us realize just how natural it is to have objections or hesitations around the things that we buy, right? We just bought a new big TV for our living room, and it's a $900 TV, right? We didn't go into that having absolutely zero hesitations. We didn't sit down and, you know, pull up that page and add it to our cart and buy. It wasn't a 15-second process. There were conversations that needed to be had around that. There were hesitations around spending $900 on a TV right now, right? There's time. There's money, especially in this situation, right? Could that money be better spent elsewhere? There's fit. Do we really need like a 50-inch TV for our living room right now? Is that the right fit for our lifestyle and where we are currently budgeting things? When we think about it that way, and when we pay attention to just how common hesitations are to the buying process, it's so much easier to approach it in a way that we can understand how important it is to actually address it in our sales copy. And it becomes easier for us to handle those objections because we are not seeing it as a rejection. We are not seeing it as, you know, oh, I can only overcome these objections if I manipulate my reader. That couldn't be farther than the truth. It is completely normal for your reader to have a hesitation around your offer. And you are actually doing them a service by walking them through it. And they can't necessarily get on a sales call with you, right? That is why we launch offers. That is why we create evergreen funnels. That is why we create passive income streams in our business, so that we don't have to be hopping on a sales call every single time we want to sell something. That is why we have sales copy. The sales copy that we write handles that for us, right? And so where should we be overcoming these objections in our sales copy? On our sales page, right? It should be woven into the sales page content itself. It should particularly be in the FAQ section. We should be doing it in our sales emails. One of my favorite sales emails to write and to send is one where we dedicate the entire email to overcoming objections and having that conversation with the reader in a very open and transparent way, right? You start the email by saying, hey, I noticed that the cart's been open for 6 days and you've been clicking on all of my emails. You've been opening all my emails. You've been checking out the sales page and you still haven't bought. And that's cool. There's a reason that you're still on the fence. Here are some of the reasons you might be sitting on the fence, right? Here are some of the hesitations that buyers had before you, before investing in this program. And here's how I would talk through these hesitations with you on a sales call. Be open about it. Be transparent about it. Talk about it in your social media posts. Do an Instagram live about it. Do a Q&A session on your Instagram stories. These are all opportunities for you to overcome objections in a way that, yeah, is going to boost your conversions and is going to lead to more sales, but is also going to help you connect with your potential buyers on that deeper level because you are prioritizing giving them the information that they need to make an informed buying decision. I truly, truly hope that today's episode has helped you think about sales objections in a different way. If it has, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. Send me a DM on Instagram. Comment on my Instagram post that's associated with this episode. Leave a comment if you are reading the show notes on my website right now. I would really, really love to know if this has helped you kind of reframe this and if you are feeling more confident in your ability to overcome sales objections. We talked a little bit today about where we should be overcoming objections in our sales copy, and we are going to go so much deeper next week because I am going to cover all of the copy that you need as part of your launch. It's going to be a good one. I'll see you back here next week. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Copy Dates podcast. I hope that this episode has helped you feel more confident in your ability to write copy and that you're feeling excited about sharing your message and offers with the world. If you love what you learned, be sure to hit that follow button so you never miss a future episode. And leave us a review so we can reach more online entrepreneurs who want to develop authentic connection with their audience through powerful copy. As always, don't forget to show me where you're tuning in from. Snap a pic, share it in your Instagram stories, and tag me at megantaylor.co. I'd love to connect with you beyond your headphones. See you back here next week. And remember, I'm rooting for you always.